Let's talk about budget bears.
Legend in his own lifetime, immortal, undefeated, immune to pain, his heavy rain will never be repeated. What once the seed of reckless greed was planted in his brain, his love for victory would never be quite the same again. They have received the fee, the chap will bend the knee, halfway through round three.
All right, I thought this had the same drum issues as last time. You know, the ride cymbal is out front and the rest of the drums sound a little muffled in the background, you know, but also, you know, just like the previous Budget Bear song, this is really my thing. You know, this is my jam. It's got some weird mixing and mastering choices, but the song itself is great. This is the kind of stuff that I want. This is what I want to hear. I thought I'm not sure who the lyrics are about. I have a theory. I think it might be about this tennis player named, I think, Davey Danko, but I'm not sure. And I tried to figure it out using that Pulitzer angle. I just wasn't able to get it, hoping that one of you guys did.
I think it's about a boxer, just because, you know, you go down in the third round. I don't know if tennis has rounds, but it sounds kind of like a boxing reference to me.
Oh, I'm so disappointed that you don't actually know who it is. I thought for sure you were going to use the Wikipedia magic and tell us exactly.
I was going to really dig in and try to figure it out, but then I thought there was a good chance it was just completely made up.
I totally agree. It definitely sounded like a boxing indicator, just everything about it, especially the champ.
Yeah. What'd you think, Alice?
I liked it. I guess I thought it was a little short, and I had no idea who it was about. I don't know anything about sports. I don't have strong opinions here either, honestly.
I for one, actually appreciated the short length. I felt it was, there was nothing missing from it. It was a full song. It was just fast, and grateful that Budget Bears didn't feel the need to like add a bunch of extra repetition just to pad it out to an arbitrary length. Speaking of, I noticed that the lyrics were posted by Von Vorten. So is Von Vorten Budget Bears? Is there a reason for the different name?
Last week, we were kind of wondering the same thing, if there was a reason. And I think Mike had some theories that way. But yeah, it is definitely Von Vorten, who is also half of Vowel Sounds.
Right.
So, yeah. And actually, you know, don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but Miscellaneous Owl is the other half of Vowel Sounds. And I'm kind of wondering if this is the first time that they've competed against each other as separate bands. But anyhow, we'll get into that later, I think.
I really like this song, too. One of the things that I thought about while listening to this song is, wow, that guitar riff is really cool and really catchy. And a great guitar riff can do wonders for a song. I think you hear it in the intro, and then you hear it again after the first chorus, and then you hear a fragment of it towards the end of the song. It's really nice, and it ties the whole song together. I also really liked how the chorus sort of grows in size. Like at the start, it's only three lines, but at the end, it's expanded to six lines, and the song's lyrical conclusion is kind of revealed in the final lines of the chorus. And it's just good writing, you know? I think it's a story about a boxing champ obviously throwing the fight for money. It's well written. There's great rhyming and phrasing. This is just a super solid song in a genre I like. I do agree that the drums sound a little thin and a little crappy. I don't know. Maybe sort of trashy and crappy is what he's going for.
Looking back, it looks like Miscellaneous Owl won in a song fight that Von Vorten also competed in for the Walk Steady song fight. So this is not their first face-off that way.
It's interesting because like now that knowing that it's Von Vorten, I bring all of my expectations to them. And it feels like, yeah, this is a good Von Vorten song.
They also faced off for the My Favorite Monster fight. I'm rabbit holing.
Pigeon holing.
All I think about is pigeons these days.
Do pigeons make holes? I'm very confused.
Well, yeah, we don't have to talk about it right now. We'll go over it later.
Yeah. Pigeon hole.
That's going to be the next song fight title. Pigeon holing.
Oh God, it totally should be.